You are listening to the English program. Hello.
Hello.
Who's the strange voices? Right. Well, it is Sunday, the 18th of September, 2011. And we are doing the audio boo. Yes, folks, we're back. Bigger and better than ever. Yes. And part of the new series, new season, if you like, the new autumn season. We're not quite in autumn yet, I suppose. Oh, it's still summer, the end of, I think. When does autumn officially begin, Pilar? No? Doesn't know. No. Well, I don't either, so never mind. But part of the sort of the new season on the English programme is we are going to be doing an Aesop a day. Yes. It's true. True, folks. Yes. So here we go. This is a classic one, which I've done a few times on the English programme, and I'm sure you've heard a few times yourself. This is the hare and the tortoise, but the difference is it is done in rhyme. Hopefully, anyway. Fingers crossed it's going to rhyme. They don't always rhyme for some reason. Not too sure why, but, you know, not always. So hopefully, you know, fingers crossed here, folks. This one will. Give it a try, anyway. Said a hare to a tortoise, "Good sir, wait a while. You have been only crossing the way. Why, I really believe that to go half a mile, you must travel 2 nights and a day." "I am very contented," the creature replied, "though I walk but a tortoise's anyway, pace. But if you think proper the point to decide, we will run half a mile in a race." "Very good," said the hare. Said the tortoise, "proceed, and the fox shall decide who has won." Then the hare started off with incredible speed, but the tortoise walked leisurely on. "Come, tortoise, friend tortoise, walk on," said the hare. "Well, I shall stay here for my dinner." "Why, 'twill take you a month, at that rate, to get there. Then how can you hope to be winner?" But the tortoise could hear not a word that she said, for he was far distant behind. So the hare felt secured, while at leisure she fed, and took a sound nap when she dined. So at last this slow walker came up with the hare, and there fast asleep did he spy her. And he cunningly crept with such caution and care that she woke not, although he passed by her. "Well now," thought the hare, when she opened her eyes, "for the race, and I soon shall have done it. But who can describe her chagrin?" What's that mean, her chagrin? I don't know. "And surprise when she found that the tortoise had won it." I want to know what chagrin means. Pilar, that's your mission. Find out what chagrin means. Oh dear. What's the moral then? Thus plain plodding people we often shall find will leave hasty confident people behind. That's it, folks. That's your little Aesop for today. The sort of classic one, which I'm sure you have read or heard 1,000 times. But it's pretty good, isn't it? I like it myself, I do. I do like it. The Hare and the Tortoise, brought to you by the English Programme.